All right, now I would slap the hand and go all, Uncle C back in the office on you, but I can't do that right now because number one, I'm filming on my phone, so this other hand is tied. Number two, I haven't made a video in like 4 or 5 days, and you may be wondering why I haven't made a video in like 4 or 5 days, and we'll get into that in a second. And not only that, I'm going to be covering a topic today. And when you have a good topic and you have a good flow, sometimes you just gotta press the record button and then film when inspiration hits you. And right now it's Sunday night, it's 11:30 Central Time, and I'm on vacation, right? Now, first off, let's address the fact why I haven't put up a video in 4 or 5 days. Number one, I've been super busy. I don't just mean busy on vacation. Like, the thing is as I've advanced within my YouTube career, if you want to call that, as I've advanced within, my business and building business, the thing is like a lot of times now that I have like employees and I'm trying to grow a team and I'm doing all of these different things, to help men within my products, within my coaching, like within my actual company, I have to actually put the business first and, be a business owner. And the really tough part is like a lot of times YouTube gets pushed on the back burner a little bit because it's like, yeah, I want to nurture the content, I want to nurture the audience and everything. But my goal for 2021, second half, I would probably say Q3 or Q4, would probably be to have some sort of film person where they could like film me during my day. That way you guys can actually see how I coach, like how I do things, right? But let's get to the point. So I'm on vacation, right? It's Sunday and it's 11:30. The hotel I'm at is fucking gigantic, and we're talking it's got like 4 or 5,000 rooms. Okay, I haven't got my lift in today, right? You guys know like I'm big on lifting weights. You guys got to be hitting the gym. You got to be building the body. A lot of you guys, when you want to grow your confidence, you want to grow the way you talk, you want to grow your self-esteem, you want to be able to talk for 2 minutes and 6 seconds like I've just been doing at the camera without stuttering, breaking frame, breaking rapport, and actually feel comfortable in your own skin. How do you do it? Well, you do it by actually building yourself up, right? This is going to be a totally different mindset shift that I'm going to try to force through you to this camera today. Here's what I want to get at. This hotel has 5,000 rooms. I get it's an odd hour, like Sunday at 11:30. I got in there at about 10. I was out by 11:30, 11:45. I was in there almost 2 hours. I was the only fucking one in the gym the whole time. There's not a single person in the hotel gym besides the worker at one point. Okay, keep in mind, I was the only fucking one in there. And I'm on vacation. Okay, I keep that in mind too. I'm on vacation now. Why am I even telling you this? All right, so I had to pause the video because a bunch of people started walking by and they're pretty rowdy. And the thing is, I didn't want that in my film as I was filming. But what am I getting at? So first off, this was not some video to say, "Oh, look at me, it's Sunday night and I still got my lift in." Like anybody can do that, like whoopty shit. Like any guy can go do that. What am I trying to get across here? The message I'm trying to get across is what you have to actually become if you want success. And this is just one small snippet because you have to understand that when you live by a certain code as a man, when you're a creature of habit, you're a creature of dedication, you're a creature of militancy. Okay, my girl's in our hotel room. I could go in and I could lay down and I could have went to bed. I could have watched a movie. It doesn't matter. I still get my shit done. I do what I have to do. And because I do what is required, I get the results that I want in life. Now you have to understand how this copy pastes into every area of your life. This copy pastes into your fitness. This mindset will copy paste into your finances. This mindset copy pastes into the way you speak. This mindset copy pastes into your confidence. And pretty soon, this mindset copy pastes into how you date, what you're willing to put up with, what you expect out of a partner, right? How quickly you can say no when you actually want to say yes. You see, the thing is like if you get to the root problem of most men, oftentimes they don't have dating issues. What the issue is that they have that like their whole life's fucked up, and since their whole life's fucked up, they have to actually become something different. Because if you go apply tactics to a guy that's fundamentally like not sound, right? It's like putting a band-aid on a broken leg. Like, you're putting new shingles on a house and all the concrete foundation's completely cracked. So what do you have to do if your life's not where you're at? You have to literally become different. Because if you've lived by the code of, I'll just be myself, or people should like me for me, right? Or I should be able to get results by keeping the same mindset. I should be able to get results by doing the same habits. I should get results by just making excuses and blaming the world or blaming my circumstances. Like, no, you have to change. You have to be different. You have to have the balls. You have to be humble enough to look yourself in the mirror and say, hey, right now I'm not that good. Like, in fact, right now I'm not good at all. But what I'm willing to do is I'm willing to be better. What I'm willing to do is I'm willing to put in the work today so I can actually become what I know I need to be. Like, I personally, like, I don't want to be happy. I want to be successful and I want to accomplish my goals. And when you do that, when you live by that, you'll notice that happiness in the original standpoint was just an emotion anyways. When you can live by your principles, you can live by your boundaries, like, yeah. And then you have to understand, like, that brings me to, like, a whole second half of this. The whole second half is this. For most guys, the biggest issue that I see, and you gotta remember, I've ran over 1,000 members through the Masculinity Blueprint. Right now I have over 50 active married men right now in Relationship Blueprint Mastery. Like, I get testimonials every single day. The biggest issue that I see with men is that once they start to put in the work, they still can't let go. Right, so here's what you have to remember, is this is a two-part sequence. This two-part sequence, the work comes first, but you have to be able to let go and have the confidence to still, but let's say you're speaking with a woman, let's say you're trying to have good social skills at a party, okay, anything like that. What you have to remember is it's a two-part sequence. The work that you put in through maybe the dedication, right, through building the body, through building the V-tape, or maybe you're really sound on your nutrition, maybe you look good, you took pride in your appearance, you take care of yourself, right, you have a high skill set, you're a man of value. That work needs to give you the excuse to let go, which is the second part. Once you've done the work, you can now let go. That needs to be the mindset shift that, like, hey, I've put in the work. Now I'm going to finally be what I want to be who I do want to be. Because oftentimes, like, can you do the second thing without the first? Yes. But the problem is that the brain will know that you're full of shit. And when you try to act something that you haven't became, and oftentimes you don't give yourself a reason to be confident or a reason to actually take that leap of faith and ask that cute girl out or make that approach on that woman or tease her or flirt with her. Okay, the thing is your brain and your body knows if you're full of shit or not, which is why the last thing I want you to do is go apply pickup tactics or act like you're something that you're not, because the work comes first. If you've done the work, you have to remember that now you have to give yourself the excuse to turn off that logical side of your brain and enjoy your life. This is a lot of moving components of the video, but what you got to remember is you have to become something different. You have to become better. You have to become stronger. You have to become more resourceful, and that is the way you crush it when most people fail. You watch, you live by this code that I just told you. This will copy paste into every area in your life if you have grit. But see, most don't have the grit, and most can't muster up the courage to even say half this shit I just rambled on for 6-7 minutes about.